when I heard that, I thought that is the stupidest thing ever.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, as we recorded this, it is August the 3rd, and we still have lots of summer left. I know not everybody on here is a homeschooler, but this is one homeschooling dad who like refuses to start school too early. I mean, I was just, where was I yesterday? I was somewhere and I heard someone said, well, yeah, the kids started school already. And I'm like, no. I wanted to be one of those dads who runs over there and grabs them by their shirt and go, can you repeat that? Did you say? So that was August 2nd, you know, and I'm like, how could they be starting school already? And dad, if your kids are in school right now, you should start a protest. Chain yourself to the building. I don't know. And say enough. I just can't believe I would be like depressed if I was a kid right now. And I know that even the homeschoolers are like, some of them are starting and all that pressure. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. So I'm still wanting to do lots of summer. I was checking out the drive-in movie schedule. And next, I don't know if did I mention this last week?
You did.
Okay, well, I won't mention that again. So I'm thinking about next. I was just checking yesterday to confirm my date next Saturday, I think, is Jumanji. So I'm thinking maybe we'll go see if we can do that. So, Dad, keep fighting for summer. I know that we just all got back from a wedding, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But my family just finished up their extended family at Lake Walwisee. And we had to leave. Debbie and I had to leave a little early and my daughter Catherine and her husband and Sam and his wife for the wedding. But apparently afterwards, they had some, I don't know, can you see my air quotes, Scott?
Yes.
Sickness in the at the camp. So now they're not calling it Lake Wawasee, they're calling it Lake COVID. And so, in fact, we went to the wedding and I heard that the groom's brother, who was the best man, wasn't there because he was sick. Oh. And so I said, oh, I heard your brother's sick. And he goes, yeah, he's sick with air quotes. I said, oh, is it COVID? He goes, yeah, we're not really broadcasting it. And then his dad shows up and he's got this mask on, you know, and they all have COVID. So they, you know, it was just it's everywhere. It's everywhere. But don't be afraid, Dad. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Even though, Scott, even when I say that, and Mom wrote me this past week and it was just a really sad email. She was saying that her husband, who got COVID and was the healthiest guy in the world, died in December. And they've got 8 children. And he was, I think, a week before he turns 57. So right my age. And it was just, I mean, it was just, highlighting an amazing family man. She said that he loved our ministry here and that he was a great dad and that he wouldn't lay in bed in the morning because he didn't want to waste any of the days that God has given him. And even after he got sick, she said that he never blamed God. And this mom, she was like, you know, if it wasn't COVID, it would have been whatever, a tree fell on him. She goes, so we're not saying that it was that. And the dad never was like, woe is me. And she said, in fact, he died around before Christmas. And at Thanksgiving, he was writing thank you notes to all the hospital staff just because they were so good to him. And he still thought he was going to get out at that time. But it was just, it was sad. And it was a reminder that this family man thing is fragile and frail, and we're not guaranteed of anything.
I've been thinking about that quite a bit myself lately, just with knowing so many people who are sick and with dealing with Jen's stepmom and all that. I mean, like I was talking to my son-in-law last night. He has a friend who is 24 and has cancer. And his prognosis is decent, but nobody, you know, there's nothing decent about having cancer at 24. And it's just, man, I guess it's just a reminder to me that, you know, this is not our home. This is not all there is. If this was all there is, man, that would be sad.
Yeah, it would be. You know, and really, she said about her husband, she goes, I don't know if he sensed that he was not going to live real long, like have a short life. But she said he was just always talking about heaven and how exciting it would be to be there. And really, I hope that I could have that same feeling and belief that, you know, I talked to my mom and she's like, you know, I believe all that. And I believe with all my heart. She goes, sometimes I don't act like it. And, you know, as we've talked, I want to act like it too, you know, that I really would believe that this is just the beginning. Okay. Change of subject. So that was kind of, we were starting to go downward spiral. I was just reading on the internet, you know, I'm not a huge news fan.
You want to talk about how Elon Musk's dad is not his son? Oh, really?
Well, I mean, look at this here. I'm going to turn my camera around, Scott. This is what I was going to read.
All right.
Yes. I don't know. Did this just come out? I mean,
I guess.
I don't know.
I just Googled dad news and that's what came up first.
Yeah. I just saw that and I'm like, wow, this is pathetic. You know, so for those who don't know Elon Musk, he's from the planet Zargon he moved to Earth sometime and he's the richest man in the world right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know that changes, you know, from day to day.
Yeah.
But he like his net worth is like over $100 billion. You know, he's the Tesla founder, whatever, SpaceX and all those other things. I don't know if it's SpaceX, but something. Is it SpaceX?
I think so.
You know, and he's a huge entrepreneur, basically decides to, you know, as he's waiting in traffic in California, he wishes he could not have to go around the mountain, but through the mountain. Then the next thing they know, he's made this gigantic boring machine. They can bore a giant hole through the thing. But I saw that title. Elon Musk's dad, this is billionaire son, says he's not proud of him in a radio interview. Now, I don't know what radio show he was on. Yes, I do. It was not. We should get him on here.
Yeah, and let's diss have it out. Him.
And diss deal, him. His name is Errol Musk. He was on Australia's Kyle and Jackie O show, telling the hosts he's not proud of him because the Musk family has done a lot of things for a long time. So basically, it sounds like, quit telling everybody that Elon's so great. Yeah, we've been always doing things. He says, it's not as though we suddenly we started doing something. He said, I mean, the kids were traveling around the world with me when they were tiny, and they've been doing pretty much very interesting things. Elon has really surpassed the mark. And then I thought, oh, well, maybe he didn't really say that. Then he went on sharing that the billionaire business magnate is not as happy as he would like to be, and that he believes his success came years too late. You know, that I really do hate that, Scott, when you can only be a billionaire or the world's richest man when you're like 40. He goes, Elon sometimes feels that he's an underachiever. He feels that he's behind schedule, he added, also sharing that the Musk family has adopted the mentality as a whole. Musk went on to discuss Elon's younger brother, Kimball, who he claims is also a billionaire, but falls short of his brother's estimated net worth of $260 billion. He's my pride and joy, Kimball, he said. Musk characterized both of his sons as stoic and icy during the interview. Kimball has managed to find a girl. She, Christina, goes with him everywhere. And so he's very fortunate. It makes me happy. And then he says about Elon, if he meets a girl that's sort of similar to him, she's probably got masses of program things to attend as well. So they can't spend time together. He has to find a woman who's prepared to give up what she's doing. And that's not easy.
You can feel the love in this household, you know, like,
well, they say, he says, both of his sons are stoic and icy. I'm like, duh. Why wouldn't he be?
A slightly overdeveloped sense of achievement. Like
Elon sometimes feels that he's an underachiever. I wonder where he got that. Yeah. It just makes me so mad. But at the same time, Scott, I hope I never put those kind of pressures on my kids, you know, because those are hard pressures to live up to. And I don't know if this is, and we may have even mentioned this like sometime in our vast history. And I don't know if this is internet lore. I don't even know if this is truthful, but they said Ted Turner, you know, who's just like, he's just like a single billionaire. I mean, he's like nothing. They were interviewing his father, and his father said, well, you know, the way to get your kids to achieve is to never give them your approval, because then they'll spend their life trying to get that. And when I heard that, I thought, that is the stupidest thing ever. He's right. I mean, because kids want their dad's approval, and they will do some stupid things. You know, there have been people who've killed people or killed their own fathers because they can never get that approval or try to get it through some weird way. And I don't know, again, the internet mythology about Ted Turner is that he was on getting some kind of award. I don't know if that was an honorary doctorate or something, but they said he kind of looked up and said, is this enough for you, Dad? You know, as though his dad had died and he was, you know, saying, is this enough? And, you know, I don't want to be too hard on Elon's dad, because I'm going to guess he had a dad who was just the same. But I will say to us dads, there is a lesson to be learned, you know, because sometimes we are the same, not about our kids being billionaires or millionaires, even though it might be that. I mean, I was talking to a mom and a dad, and they said about their kid, they said, well, you know, we want our kids to be what God wants them to be. We don't care if they're successful. Then at the same time, they said, I mean, a sentence later, but if our kids don't go to an Ivy League school, in my parents' eyes, we will have failed them. And that was just sad to me, because, again, that does weird things to a kid. So, Dad, just a little checkup, you know, is there usually, you know, like Elon's dad, who seemed to favor Kimball, the other icy stoic kid, you know, is there a kid that maybe you favor? Or maybe you say, why can't you be like this guy? Or, you know, so-and-so, he uses his money wisely. Again, this is and talking about Scott, I need therapy in this.
I'm just trying to figure out why none of my kids are billionaires yet, because I do that stuff all the time. I'm like, you're my favorite son. Why aren't you
overachieving? Become a billionaire.
But you're not good enough yet to keep working.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I think they just, all kids want to look in their dad's face and see, I'm so proud of you, or you're amazing. And I know, again, sometimes that's really hard. I've got a kid right now, and we've talked about this, Scott, but I'm still not getting it. I'm still blowing it. I have a kid who likes tennis shoes. They don't call them tennis shoes. They call them sneakers. And they call this cult-like following sneaker people. Sneaker.
Can I just jump in for a little aside here? Have they changed, yes, like, language on a lot of levels? Because, like, yes. I mean, when I was a kid, there were no gingers. Do you ever remember hearing that word?
Like for a redheaded person?
Yes. You were a redhead if you had red hair. You weren't a ginger. Right. No one said ginger.
Except if you watched Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, that was one character, and that was the woman. It never even occurred to me that she was named that because she had red hair. It was just, that was it. But what is that, like a British thing or something?
I don't know.
I hear that all the time now, and I'm like, where did this even come from? And I hear other things. I can't think of any of them off the top of my head, but maybe this is one of those things, the sneaker deal. It's like, yeah, you were a dork if you called them sneakers when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we kind of went from sneaker to tennis shoe to, I don't know, running shoe. But anyway, so he's a sneaker guy. And apparently, I mean, there are a lot of sneaker guys. And what they like to do is they all like to have these YouTube channels that say, see this pair of shoes? They're $40,000. or they go on sale. They're like Air Jordans 6.395, and they go on sale for $150. A bunch of people buy them. They buy them all, and then they sell them for $500 or for $1,500. So my son has accumulated a couple of these, more than a couple. He hasn't paid $1,500. But, you know, and of his paycheck. He sold
them for $1,500.
No. Yeah. But he spent, you know, $100, $300. I think that's his max. And then it's like a collection. Mm. It's not like.
Is this like an investment? Like he's saving them to sell them later or something?
No.
No, he wears them.
You know, I would be okay with that. He wears them occasionally. Mm.
So none of them are in mint condition and they're not going to sell for much later.
Yes. Well, some of the used ones sell for gobs of money too. And he's bought a pair or two used. But it's hard for me. And so, you know, I can remember when I was in eighth grade, maybe ninth, eighth grade. And I bought a pair of $32 Converse tennis shoes. And I thought, my dad's going to kill me. I mean, he's going to think I spent so much money. And so it's just a little hard for me to say, I'm going to buy this pair of shoes. Now, I'm kind of okay if you say, I'm going to buy this pair of shoes for basketball because I need arch support or I need the support. And I know tennis shoes cost a lot more than they do when they were $32. So I'm kind of okay with that. But they're not used for those things. They're really just collected by rap stars and a bunch of teenage boys.
I think you're looking at this all wrong, man. You're looking at this all wrong.
I know it.
This could be a business.
I'm
like, you know, my one son who loves playing video games, I'm like, you know, he's actually dabbled in making a couple of those videos where he just talks about the video game he and his brother while they're playing it.
Yeah.
That you see on YouTube. I don't know if you've seen any of these. They've shown me some of these videos, and then it's just like, wow, it's just some guys talking about this video game they're playing. I'm like, Dad, this video has 18 million views.
I'm like,
why don't you crank up the video thing and start recording this? What are you waiting for, kid?
You know, and I'd be kind of okay with like I told my son. I said, so he goes, and he just showed me a pair of shoes that are, I would call them Back to the Future shoes. They're Nike and they are cool looking. I mean, I actually said, wow, those are cool. You put them on, you don't lace them up. They've got kind of a wire lace and you hit a button on the side and it goes around your. So he bought them used from a friend and I'm like, oh yeah. He goes, Dad, these, I could sell these for four times what I paid for them. And I'm like, do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I could get that.
Show me the money.
But he didn't want to do it, you know, or he kind of talks about it, but it doesn't turn out to do that. So anyway, and I'm not trying to diss on my son.
Well, what do you do? I mean, when your kid has like a weird Elon's thing,
dad.
Do you encourage these weird obsessions in your kids and say, hey, yeah, go for it. Or do you freak out? Cause I mean, sometimes I'm, you know, like I was asking my same son who loves the video games and he's working, they're both working at Chick-fil-A. We got his temps again, so he can drive soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
They expired the first time, so which is kind of the pattern for my kids. I don't know why, but I think it's a way that I break them in slowly, make them really want it before they're allowed to have it. And so they learn to be very careful, you know. Anyway, I asked him, I was like, how much money do you have saved up? Because, you know, he's going to be paying for car stuff and whatever. And it was a lot less than I would have thought, given how much he's been working. And I was like, what are you spending all your money on? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you bought like a new PlayStation and then it wasn't pretty enough. So you bought a new cover for it that's different looking because, you know, you had to. And he's always buying new controllers for his Xbox and PlayStation and whatever. And I felt myself starting to get mad. I'm like, what are you blowing all this money on, kid? You know, and...
Oh.
But then I was like, yeah, but like a kid's got to blow his money on something. Like we all did it. It's not like I was wise with all my money when I was 17, you know? And like, I mean, I bought CDs like crazy and you know, that's just what I bought back then. And I don't even know what else, honestly. Who knows what I spent my money on? That's the point. It was stupid. And there,
you should have saved all those things and sold them now.
Yeah. And if I was Dave Ramsey or Elon Musk, I'd be a millionaire or a billionaire by now. But, you know, I'm not. So,
but you'd be icy.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonder if so Dave you're Ramsey a jolly that's poor that. Guy.
I don't know. Sitting how jolly I, am. I love my kids and I'm proud of them. And they're not, they don't feel like the need to kill themselves to make money. Though I have made it very clear that they're paying for me as I get older.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm moving in with you, kid, so make some money. I love you, but make some money. That's so, the theme of today's show.
All that to say, you know, dads, we are right where you are. So I'm going to guess if 2 out of 2 people here are struggling with that. If you've got teenagers, maybe you're struggling with 2. But I do think the answer, Scott, is to train and to cheer them on, you know, because is my son probably, I mean, he's going to get to a point where he's not going to care about tennis shoes or, you know, I know that. And maybe he's going to have a truckload of expensive shoes that he'll sell for 10 times what they're worth. I don't know.
That does seem like something that the bottom might drop out of that, like at a moment's notice.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but I'm going to guess Elon isn't very fond of his dad, and probably when he has the latest SpaceX rocket, he probably doesn't show his dad because his dad's going to show disappointment. And I want my son to show me his shoes, even if they cost a lot, and I don't get it, and everybody else, because everybody else laughs too. Like, you spend how much on those? You know, and I hate that I'm just like him. I'm just like those other people. And I want to be his cheerleader. And worst case scenario, he doesn't have very much money. And he has a bunch of tennis shoes that are overpriced. And he smiles a lot. And he knows his dad loves him. And that's not too bad. That's not too bad. So, Scott, thanks for listening to me. Thanks for your
good,
wisdom.
Man. You're doing good.
Okay. Just a couple more things. I got Debbie's birthday is coming up next Tuesday. So I don't know if your wife or you have somebody who has a birthday coming up, Dad, make it a good one. You know, I've already got my little list sitting here of things that I need to do for my wife, things that I'm going to buy, or, you know, whether I'm going to do flowers and a card, or, oh, I need to remember about a cake, and she's gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, taste-free. And I'm like, how do I do that? You know, but I need to think about it now. And just a little heads up, make sure you ask your, if it's your wife, ask her what she wants to do for her birthday. I have surprised my wife more than lots of times. And occasionally she has said, you know, I appreciate your effort, but that's not what I wanted to do on my birthday. And I felt a little bit like the little Boy Scout who drags the old lady across the street. And she goes, I didn't want to cross the street. You know, my wife and I have been talking about what she'd think was fun on her birthday, and we're trying to work all that out. But, Dad, if you got one coming up, don't let it slide past you.
Would it bless her if we all said happy birthday and sang happy birthday to her right now?
No, she won't listen to this.
I know she loves that. That's what she
really
wants.
Yeah, she doesn't like attention drawn to her, so that would not warm her soul.
All right.
So I'm going to kind of close on this, Scott. I was at my niece's wedding and, you know, they asked me to read the scripture because I can read. And, but as I was reading this, I was just struck that, you know, I wasn't just reading something out of the Bible to take up space. It wasn't just like I was doing the special music, but as I was reading, I thought, really, this is written to me. And Scott, I don't know if you can pull some music right out of nowhere. You can play it if you want. But this is in Ephesians chapter 5. And I'm going to just read some of this. And then I'm going to go right into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's going to take about 2 minutes. And I'm just going to read it to you, Dad, because this was written to you a long time ago. And it's very familiar. But can you hear it again as a charge to you, as a husband? And when we get down to 1 Corinthians 13, even as a dad. So here it is. Cue the music, Scott. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water and the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or in any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands, you should love your wives as though your own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself. And then it says about the wife. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. Again, think of this as a dad and a husband. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act disgracefully. It does not seek its own benefit. It is not provoked. It does not keep an account of wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they'll be done away with. If there are tongues, they'll cease. If there's knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part and prophecy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man or a dad, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I have also been fully known. But now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So, Dad, there you go. Again, you can find those in your Bible in Ephesians chapter 5 and in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But I read them to remind you that you're the dad, you're the husband. And how about we close? I'm going to pray not for you, Dad, because we prayed for you before. How about we pray for that family who lost the dad? Let's just pray for them now. Father, we just we thank you for being fathers today. Because for the dad who left his family, he didn't get that opportunity. I pray that you would comfort their family as only you can comfort. And I pray for that wife who is having to shoulder all that weight alone. You said you would be a father to the fatherless and take care of the widows. I'm asking you to do that for her. If she has decisions to make, would you just make them so clear to her? Would you bring other people into her life that can, I won't say replace him, but would maybe begin to take some of that burden away or things that need to be fixed? And would you give those kids lots of great memories of their dad? And I thank you for allowing him to be a family man, to be on this team. And I pray for all of us dads that we would live today knowing that we might not get tomorrow. And that we would cheer on our children, even when it sometimes seems silly. And I pray for myself. I pray for Scott that you would give us the strength and the wisdom to know what is good and right and how to do that. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, Dad, have a great week. You know, if you got some things that you want to do for the summer, just do them. And do them because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
You can just hum to yourself, Scott. What was that? Well, that was Star Trek.
I don't know why. I always sort of default to that. I'm not even a Star Trek guy.
That is kind of weird. I can't find it. You're humming.
Doo-doo. I don't know the rest of it.
Oh, I can't find it. I'll have to look. It's all the pressure. I'm trying to look for an email right now. But
really, man, I can pause it.
No, it's
no
okay.
Pressure at all.
It's okay. It's okay.